With your permission.
Look what happened. The Sipi Duke. Name use. Dumb as hey. Huh? אני יכול לשני מילים, גם צלם בידה שלא רוצה שום דבר וגם בגלל
הפרקים. אם שופטים with your permission, chapter 16, I'm sorry. Chapter 14, sentence 20. Permission. Perik Yudalet Pasuk Chav. This is the story in the middle of the story of Shimshon. That at first he wanted to marry a girl, and he married her. And then he asked the friends that they appointed to dance with him, he asked them a riddle. They could not find the answer until they squeezed the riddle out, the answer from Shimshon's wife. And Shimshon was so upset that he left his wife. Left his wife, says the Navi, sentence 20, Pasuk Chav, with your permission, V'ati yeshet Shimshon ha-merayu asher re'alo. So instead to be his wife, she was taken, he left her, and then she got married to one of the friends, that is the Goya Plishti, that was given to Shimshon to be dancing him at his wedding, but when he left the place, so she got married to him, one of them. So chapter 15, with your permission, trying to tvah pasukah levayim yamim bimei ksir chetim. Later, in time to harvest the wheat, by of course Shimshon tishper big diyazim, he sent his wife a little lamb. Batom, bayim ravo lishti achadra, he says, I want to marry my wife, I want to be with my wife, velon tanu avi ravo. Our father doesn't let him. The meravi, our father said, amor amati, I said to myself, Gisanos Neta, you hate her. You left the place without saying goodbye. I gave it her to your friend. She has a little sister too. Better than her. Tina Lachatachtea. You know what? Why don't you marry the sister? That time I'm going to take a big revenge. And I'm clean. And this is time I have a right to do what I want. I'm going to do some bad things to them. Because what it means is because the so-called they took his wife and gave his wife to his friend. He went and he was able to catch 300 foxes. Took torches. He tied them tail to tail. וישם לפיד אחד משני הזוות בתווך. In the middle between the two things, he put a little torch. Right. And this is the fox has a habit that he runs backwards a little bit. So the fox starts to run, pulling each other, and in between the two tails there is a fire, a little torch. And because they're running around, sentence 5 with the permission of the Yavarish Balapidim, he puts fire in those torches, Vaishalach Bakamut Bishtim. It says the foxes ran all around in the fields, Vayavar Min Gadish Vat Kama Vat Kiram Zayt. Everything became a fire. This one, San Francisco. San Diego. Everything is burning. ויאמרו פלישתים מי עשה זאת? פלישתים was talking to themselves, says, who could have done such a good job? No insurance. ויאמרו שמשון, tell everybody said, it must be שמשון, חתן התימני, the son-in-law of this guy from Timna, Kilakachat Ishto, that person took Shimshon's wife, Aitanemereu, and that person gave Shimshon's wife to his friend. So the Pishtim was so upset because of the big fire, and look, Pishtim is the full of Tavet Aviyah Beresh, to burn them alive, dead. Vayomelem Shimshon, Shimshon was warning the rest of the people at Plishtim, in Tazun Kazot, if this is the right thing what you did. Kim Nikanti Vachem Vachar Erdal, I will continue to take my revenge, and then I'll stop. I mean, it was a warning that he should not play with him, and he should not do anything against what he wants to do, and if whatever is right. And if he's warning them, if they're going to do some such a thing, he's going to take revenge with him. He's not afraid of that. Ve'achotam shok al yarech makal golai, was able to hit them and destroy them. People are riding on horses. Makal golai, very big hit. Ve'yered ve'yeshev besiv sela itam. And after he did the whole job, he went and he stayed as well next to it, a rock, it's called sela itam. So after this, the whole thing was finished, Bishtim drafted the people and they camped around Yehudah and they were ready to fight Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael asked Bishtim, why did you come up? Anyway, they ruled Am Yisrael at the time. We're coming here to burn Shimshon. We're going to kill him because he killed us. So that's our purpose. We have nothing to do with you. We want Shimshon. And 3,000 Jews went down to the rock where Shimshon is dwelling. And they tell Shimshon, you know, you know we are under the Plishtim regime. What did you do? They're going to come now and they're stronger than us. And they're going to fight with us because of you. What did you do the whole thing? I want to tell you something. They did something to me, I did to them. They took my wife away, so I punished them. We came over here to put you, to tie you up, in order that Yitzchak Yitzchak to give you to Arafat. So he's talking to them, he says, swear to me that you're not going to do anything bad to me. Well, he's afraid of them, he doesn't want to fight with the Jew. Just he wants to make sure that this is really the reason why they're here, the 3,000 people. This is in order to give in to the Plishtim. And we'll let him know, no. It's true what you just said. Lo ki ason esercha, we're going to tie you up. Untanucha biyadam. We're going to give you to the Palestine. They are met lo nimitecha. We're not going to kill you. They did really tie them up with two new straps. They he's tied up, they picked him up, and he's tied up, and they bring him from the rock, and they're going to deliver him to Bishtim. So they're going to deliver him to Bishtim, Ubad, Lehi, arrived to the place Lehi, Ubishtim, the Bishtim are screaming, they warned because he's tied up and he's brought up to them. Sakhara Ruach Hashem, wind of Hashem came over to him, but Tiena Avotot Asher Avotim Asher Azotav Kapishtim Asher Maru Baish. It says those two big straps that he had on his hands, they became like little threads of linen, like after you burn them in fire, but he must also have an edav, it's like they melted from his hands. His easy is up in front
of Moshe.
Sorry?
That they gave him over to the enemy? What was their excuse?
So the Gemara says if the enemies are coming and they don't specify they want somebody particular, then you're not allowed to give it to them. Let's say they say, give us one guy and we'll go away from you. Then you're not supposed to give anyone. But if they specify and they say we want that person, and if you give us that person, we'll go walk away, the halacha is you have to give them. Because otherwise you jeopardize the whole nation, and if they're very strong, and that's what Am Yisrael told them, that now we're under the regime of the Pishtim. If they demand you, we have to give you. He found like a chick of Hamotria from a donkey. And Shlach Yadoba, you can have a fire fish. This is a story. I mean, we'll get to the end, you'll understand what the whole story is about. But now, just, you know, just a story. So he's there, he's standing in front of the Plishtim. So the Plishtim, all of a sudden, he looks on the floor, he sees a cheek of a donkey. Like a bone, like a piece of meat. It's hard to know exactly what the bone was. A real bone or just a piece of meat or a bone from the cheek of a donkey, from the cheek of a donkey, or like a little piece of a meat from the cheek of a donkey. It's fresh. Vayishlach yado, he stretches his hand, vayikachea, he takes it, vayach ba'elef ish. Just he hits with that one 1,000 people. I don't know what it means exactly. Okay, he gets off the table with it. But Yom HaShimshon, he tells to himself, that the heat, he was so happy with himself, he was talking to himself, and he said, Vilchia chamor, chamor, chamorotayim, Vilchia chamor, ikeiti elefish. He's talking to me, he's making a song. I see with the cheek of the donkey, this donkey is a nothing, there's two donkeys. And it says, with that cheek, I was able to kill 1,000 people. After he finished talking, he throws it on the floor, he called that place Ramat Lehi. So he promotes different was if he called the place, doesn't call the place. But that's the story. The story, he takes this cheek, he throws it on the floor, and then he named that place Ramat Lehi. This is like the mountain of Lehi because of that thing that he was able to kill 1,000 people.
Have the name
Lehi
before,
I'm sorry? Did it have the name Lehi before, or the Torah just done before, it just made the place was Lehi because of this? Right. 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 That's because, sometimes it's because of the end. Maybe that's called Ramat Lehi, maybe it's not Lehi. Usually, they call it Nahal, it says, they have the school, it's called Nahal school. Yeah, it's Vidava, without Vav, maybe. But sometimes when somebody writes, he writes, I mean, the Navi writes, he writes first name of the place, even though that place is going to be named later. So it's Mameot, I cry Hashem, it's Mameot. So the Gemara says, and the middle says, and all of a sudden he became very thirsty. Very thirsty. I became very thirsty, I mean, because after the war, I mean, all of a sudden, I mean, he wasn't Ta'anit or something, he didn't fast. I don't know, all the time maybe it was a hot day. There's no information. Information it is very thirsty all of a sudden. He's thirsty. And Kael Hashem is praying to Dominic to Hashem. He says, "V'yomer atzad yadavdechat atzurang zolazot." You were able to give me that success. V'atam, amud batzamav, v'nachalim b'yad aralim. Now I'm going to die in thirst. And I'm going to fall in the hands of those aralim. Once it doesn't have Brit Mila, it means the Goyim, it calls them Arelim. Avadesh Bachur Vavka Elohim, sentence 19, Vavka Elohim et HaMachteh Sher Balechi. It's a machloket in Gemara, what it means exactly. The Gemara says what it means maybe is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a hole in his tooth. And all of a sudden, water started to come down from his own tooth. A miracle. He was so thirsty. It's called La Machtesh Asher Balech. It means his cheek. Right. That's one of the explanations. One of the explanations is that in his own tooth he had a hole and water gushing out from his own tooth. And now he has a lot of water. He's drinking the water that's coming from his mouth. In his mouth, he has a well of water, like a spring of water, and the spring of water coming from his mouth, and he's drinking it.
Mini-seller.
Mini-seller, yeah. Another explanation is what the simple explanation is that lechi, the donkey cheek that was on the floor after he threw it down, and like he threw it and he said, with that cheek I was able to destroy the plishtim. I says now he became very thirsty, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a miracle that from that cheek of the donkey he looks downstairs and he sees that water coming out from that cheek. He's able to bring back his wind to himself. Then he nailed that place, Ena Kore. Until today you call that place Ena Kore. This is because he called upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him water. So he called upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him water. Therefore he called, he named that place Ena Kore. Again, it's a very nice thing. I said, what difference does it make if he calls that place Lechi, he calls that place Ena Kore? So then it says, it's nice to say that he had a miracle over there, but the Navi emphasized that he named the place. I don't know if it means that somebody went and put a sign over there. And that place was named later, maybe yes, maybe not. But at least, you know, when you come to that spot, you know, that spot is called Ena Kore because he called upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him water. After that job, the Navi tells us in verse 20, Vayishpot Yisrael b'Plishtim 20 shana. And he was able to rule Am Yisrael 20 years. What it means, says the Gemara, the Plishtim were afraid to come back and rule Am Yisrael after that he hit them 1,000 people. Again, there is no information how many people he killed altogether, but it was a very minimum number of Plishtim that he killed, but they were so afraid of him that he decided to stay away from Am Yisrael, and he was able to rule Am Yisrael 20 years. The Gemara said that after he died also, Am Yisrael was able to stay without fear and to live without fear because his fear was so strong that even after he died, 20 years was quiet, and the Plishtim were afraid to start with Am Yisrael. 20 years after his death, then the whole thing started again. Right. Something like 40 years. Altogether, the Gemara said it's 40 years. 20 years while he was alive and 20 years after his death, we're going to learn later that he died, still he was, his name and what he did was so powerful that the Plishtim were afraid to start with Am Yisrael. Yeah, it's understand that the Navi is not a story. I mean, it's very nice things to read about. We had the guy Shimshon, but it's not a Navi. It's not the purpose of a Navi to write stories. And, you know, to say he was so strong, he was able to kill 1,000 people with a cheek and of a donkey, and he's thirsty, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making him a miracle. The different mission just a little bit more, we'll go further. This is chapter 16, sentence 1. He went to Aza, he sees a girl over there, he wants to go to the girl. Lazatim lemo b'Shimshon hena. Then everybody all of a sudden heard that Shimshon came. Vayasubu vayavu lo kol halayla b'shar ha'ir. They decided to surround him, to go around, and they're waiting for him to ambush him the whole night at the gate of the city. Vayitcharshu kol halayla lemo ador ha'boker v'agnu. It says they're all sitting and talking until the morning, and they're going to kill him in the morning. So he felt something, and Vayishkam Shimshon ot chatzi ha'layla. Until midnight he is lying down over there. Vayakom b'chatzi ha'layla, the middle of the night he gets up. Vayechoz b'dalzot shar ha'ir. He's holding the two doors. Those days, every city, almost every city had a gate. And he was holding the doors of the gate. Ushtam b'dalzot also the two sides of the gate. Vayisayem mimavriach, he takes the whole door out. Not only the door itself, he's able to pick up and tear the door away from the hinges. He takes the door with the hinges plus the two sides of the door and he picks it up. By Yisrael Mavriach, he carries it together with the hinges. with the lock, with the hinges, Rav Makifari put on his shoulders. The Gemara said that those doors were 120 feet. And you were able to put 120 feet long on his shoulders. That's how strong he was. It's a question how wide was he. But the Gemara said that this is the size of the door, the size of those two doors, maybe there were more than two doors, but at least two doors, that there was the opening of that city. Azar, he was able to carry on his back, and he's walking. He's walking, and everybody's looking, and they see, they're so astonished, they can't even move, and they leave him alone. They leave him alone, and he's walking with the doors on his back, he's walking with them. Yalem and Rosh Ha'ar is walking from Azar, there's a mountain around there. Asher Apnei Chevron, that you will be able to see Chevron from that mountain. What difference does it make if I can see? I cannot see. But that's what the Navi says. That he was able to carry... He was able to carry those doors on his shoulders, and he's carrying them all the way up to a mountain, and he's able to see Chevron from that mountain.
That's
from Azar. From Azar, yeah. Again, I don't know, I'm not so good in this geography. I don't know where's the next mountain over there that you can see Chevron from Azar. I think Azar is very down. From Azar you go down. From Azar you go down to Chevron. I mean, from Chevron you go down to Azar. So I don't know where's the next mountain of you come from Azar, that you have a mountain from Azar, that you can climb on that mountain, that you're able to see Chevron. It really doesn't make a difference to me what he was able to see from that. But the Navi finds a reason to tell you that he is climbing up a mountain with the doors on his shoulders, and the Navi tells you from that mountain he can see Chevron. This is just, you know, it's just this Shabbat is Shabbat Chevron, or Moshe, you know? Oh, you're here also. But we're talking about Chevron. Every time we talk about Chevron, you come.
Tomorrow night is the
Chevron. What's my Chevron? Wednesday they didn't
get it. No, they
did
here.
Oh, you did it there, yeah. So Shimshon again is carrying the doors on his shoulders from Azar, from Pishtim, all the way up to a mountain that you're able to see Chevron from that mountain. Okay, the next story. Sentence for your permission. Just there are the stories about Shimshon, really, just to show how strong he is. I mean, it's a very nice thing to know that we had such a strong man. I mean, maybe it's a proof that Tobini was a Jew. Then say, why the Navi has to tell us all this? What difference does it make to us? I mean, what do you gain from it? I mean, of course anybody can be so strong. I told you, this is Mr. Wolf, I told you, no? It's done Bob Ropa, I told you. So also it can tear yellow pages, it can squish a quarter in his hand. So. Also it's going to be written in Tanakh, that he's able to tear yellow pages. Picks up, he goes on the street in Bob, he picks up cars. So. You can imagine in the Tanakh. Right, where? Over here, this side. I really don't know. Oh, yeah, I know, yeah. That's because he did the wrong thing here. That's how the whole downfall starts from here, from chapter 16. He should not have gone to the Azar. Sentence 4, with your permission. Another Arab. So he goes over there, Benachal Sorek, and this girl's name is Lila. The Gemara said her name really was Lila, but even if her name would not have been Lila, she is a Lila. She put him all the way down, and she's going to be the cause of his losing his strength, his power, and then he's going to end up in jail, in the dark. So we will ask her name, Bishtim, and Mula Patioto. Please tempt him. Riva Mekocho Gadol. Find out what the reason for his strength. Vamenu Chalo. We want to know how we can overcome him. Vasanur Anoto. We're going to tie him up. And we're going to torch him.
ואנחנו ניתן לך איש 1,100 כסף. We're going to give you 1,100. It means the tax is to be 10%. So they're going to give a clean, each one of them, 1,000 in order for her to pay the tax to the government. So it's, they're going to give her, as the Gemara says, 1,000 plus 100. The 100 is the tax. And she'll have a clean 1,000 in her pocket, as long as she will tell what is the power of this guy.
Right.
Chosen by God. Right.
Therefore,
the ad has more than just strength. It has to be somewhat intelligent also. Right. How could
it be so stupid
to
continue to giving her the same information
right.
That's the, and continues to go along?
Right. Maybe you know.
No, I don't know.
That's my question too. I really have no answer. I really have no
answer. Once is once, twice, three times.
Right. Right. Right, and it's going to cause his death and his default and the whole thing. Yeah. I'm sorry. Right, but that's the question. I mean, he suffered already. Why he wants always to marry those goyot and always he's going to that place to Plishtim? And the end is a tragedy. The end is a tragedy. It's going to be in jail. Not only that, as the Gemara says, the only real leader that was captured by the Goyim. There was no other leader that was captured by the Goyim and put in jail. The kings, yeah, but not the Shoftim. At the end, the Nebuchadnezzar came in. But not the Shoftim, not from all the Shoftim. The Shoftim, not Gido, not Ben Gera. None of the Shoftim were kidnapped or were captured by the Goyim. But the king is the last one, Yahin, Tzidkiyahu, because Nebuchadnezzar came. But he is the first one, and the only one when the Shoftim was captured. This was supposed to be Mashiach, and it's the strongest one. The other ones were not the ones so strong, and were able to survive. And he is as the strongest one, he is the one who's going to be captured and put in jail. Well, it's hard to say those kind of words. It's hard to say. It's the guy had to go HaKodesh, the guy, like you said, an angel came told his mother that Hashem sent him and he's going to be Nazir, he's going to save Am Yisrael.
That's the whole point.
Right.
Well, Chazal took an example to say that there was a Bakhti Shofen and a Lo
Shofen, but
Lo was
a specific example.
They don't pick
Shimshon.
Right. Why
don't they pick Shimshon? I mean, what? They pick Shimshon also as well. They call him Bedan. Bedan is Shimshon.
He's also responsible for transmitting the
Mesorah that we have. Right, yeah. That's the purpose of the book. To tell you the Mesorah was continuing, and he is one of them. But still, he does some mistakes. Okay, he says, what's behind the mistake? I mean, you'll hear what Ari says. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. אל תגיד את זה, נחשת. אני נחשת. Unbelievable. You won't believe this. Moshe, this you won't believe. It's so simple and so tragic. What's wrong with this guy? So they want to know what is really behind it, that he is so strong, and they're going to tempt his wife to find out the secret of his strength. The Rebbe is going to tell us that she's trying very hard. But the Rebbe is going to tell us that she's trying very hard. What is really your strength? The Rebbe is going to tell us that she's going to take seven strings or something comparable to little ropes or something. The wet ones, they won't dry. They grew from the ground. I'm going to lose all my strength and I'm going to be like a regular person. When she told them that she gave that information, they brought her those seven little threads and seven little things that the wet ones had been dry, but I saw by him and she tied him up.
מה עושים הם? והעורב יושב אליו בחדר, and the פלישתים, they called the police, sitting in the other room, but I'm alive, and she told him, פלישתים עליך שושון. See? It's ambush. פלישתים עליך. ואני אתק את היתרים, he tore of those strings, those ropes, כאשר נתק תיאנורת, והרחוב יש like the weak smell of fire, ולא נודע כוחו. It means nothing. It means it was a nothing. Even though he was tied up, of course he was able to tear it. So when you asked me, he told me, you made a joke out of me, but the bear like Sabim, you told me a lie. Atali Danili, Bameta Yasir. So tell me the truth, how could you be tied in something that you would not be able to open it? So when you asked me, so you asked me, Bapatim Chadashim, if they tie me with a new rope, Hashem said in Lacha, nobody used them for anything. Brand new ones, not the used one that you can buy at Home Depot. It's a brand new one. That's a return. If they're going to tie me with that, I'm going to be like a regular person. It's going to be the end of my strength. But because the law, now she takes herself, she goes by herself, and she gets Avotim Chadashim, straps, brand new one, she screams, Pishtim are here. They're coming to arrest you, והעורים יושב בחדר, the police is in the other room, and it came out of the top, כחות. He tears them like a little thread. אז אני לא שואל, אז אין את הרתבי. Again, you made a joke out of me, אתה בא like זבים, you're lying to me, אז איתה לי באמת תעשר. Please tell me, ואם אין להם תרגיד, שבע חלה חודשים במסכת, if you're gonna tie, he had some kind of, braids. I said, I have braids in my hair, 7 braids. And if you're going to tie those braids together with a little instrument, the little machine, the weaver, that machine, then if you do it, if you're going to make those braids with that kind of a machine, the wave strings yarn, then I'm going to lose my strength. Then she did it, she tied him up. So he pulled up everything, and he said, where are they? Of course it was a lie. How can you tell me you love me? He said, your heart is not with me. This was for me, told me 3 times already, he made a joke out of me. He says, 3 times already you make a joke out of me.
That's the first
one,
the first wife,
we didn't, he didn't make a joke out of it. She is the first one, she wants to know what his strength is from, and he is giving her stories, and then she finds out every time that the story is not the right story.
Was he married to her?
Yeah, he was married to her, and some Chachamim said that he even converted her. There's a machloket, but some Chachamim said he came and he converted her. He was the shofet. He was able to do whatever he wanted. He was the head of Am Yisrael, the head of the Bedin, and he converted her.
What?
Right. Some Chachamim said he did convert her. Not that I know. Maybe. So 3 times he's making a joke out of her, and she's upset. She's trying to force him to tell her all the time, she's talking to him, what's your strength, what's your strength, but Iktano Shalamut, he wants to make you die. She doesn't leave him alone, and she wants to know what his strength is all about. When he did that, Kolibor, finally, he tells her whatever is in his heart, Vayomer la mora lo ala roshi ki nazir elokim ani mibet enimi. He said, since I was born, I'm a nazir, and never took a haircut. In gulachti, if somebody is going to shave my hair, v'sami meni kochi, I'm going to lose my strength, v'chaliti v'hiti k'chol ha'adam, and then I'm going to be like a regular person. Thirdly, like he gila at kol libo, she saw that he really, now she found, it makes sense to her, she sees the Gemara says, when he told her that, she also felt that now the truth is coming out. Now when she heard it, she saw that's the right one. Then finally she knows it, but now she called up the Plishtim, she says, Alu, this time you go up,
Kigid Lee, I call him Mona, finally told me what he has in his heart. Now this time also they brought the money finally, but she put him to sleep, on his knees, but he called Ish, she called up somebody, but she shaved his braids. And all of a sudden he lost his strength. I'm gonna jump like every time and I'm gonna save myself. They poked his eyes. He became blind, but Yuridu Oto Azata, they brought him back to Azza. That's the place that he should not have been in the first time. They put handcuffs on him. They put him in jail. And his hair started to grow. But that's the so-called the end of Shimshon. That's really the end. And he killed some of them at the last minute. This is really the story about him. So it means this is somebody that was very strong and he fell. He fell in a trap. And he said what it is. So Chachamim said really he did not mean to tell us everything because he thought this is not really his power. His power is of course, it's part, it's the hair, but Nazir mainly is the wine and the grapes is not allowed to eat. And the hair, he thought it's something secondary. It's only maybe 50%. The most is 50%. Because Nazir Shimshon is obligated to keep two things. Mainly is not to drink wine and to eat grapes. And the second one is he's not allowed to take a haircut. But he told her only 50%. He only told her about the haircut. As I said, he figured out that nothing will happen. If she will shave him, he will still have his strength. But he made a mistake. The Chachamim that really his strength again was not mainly only with his hair, but just because hair is part of the Nezi'ut of that promise that he's not allowed to take a haircut, because he told her that part and she shaved him, he lost his strength. But again, the question is, the story that we read is something that really should not have happened to him. Dari says like this. Dari says, it was 2 weeks ago in the parasha. 2 weeks ago.
Right.
It's Sunday, we finish early. And Atar is here already. But it takes a few minutes, so we're not home yet. Ari said that it's 2 weeks ago, it says Abraham Avinu made a treaty with Abimelech. So first he comes to Abimelech, and Abimelech asks him, who is this girl? He says, my wife. He says, I'm sorry, it's my sister. It really is his wife. So he changes his wife to a sister, and he says, the sister. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Abimelech. Then Abimelech tells him, you stay over here, he stayed over there. He stayed over there, the place is Plishtim. That's the same place you've shown me that. And then the Torah tells us, let's take Parashat Vayera. No, it's Plishtim also. I'm sorry, the story is Parashat Vayera. But afterwards, Avimelech comes with his friend. His name is Shichol. They come to Abraham. They say they want to make a treaty with Abraham. It's called the map, the road map. They want to make a treaty with him. So the Torah, Abraham did. Abraham did, not only did, he took 7 sheep. And Abimelech asked him, what was 7 sheep? He said, this is something about water, was no water, was a thirst, was no water. And I found the water, and you people took the water away from me. And those are the sheep that are going to be a proof that Tichafati Tabera, so that I'm the one that drilled this well, and this well is mine. And at the end, that's what we read, that
Abraham made a treaty with him, and they called the city Beersheba. Kishan Ishbu Shneim, they both swore to each other. And Elimelech made sure that Abraham swore to him. Says the Midrash, Sheva Tzadikim Nehargu Begal Abraham Avinu. Seven holy people died because of Abraham Avinu, because of the treaty. Because you gave him seven sheep, seven Tzadikim will die. It says, the first one is Shimshon. Then, Hophni and Pinchas, the children of Eli HaKohen, then Shaul and his three children. It says, because you should not have made a treaty with this God. It says, if you trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't make a treaty with him. He comes over to you, he doesn't say he's threatening you, he says it's a mistake. You should not have said that this is your sister, and you should not have made a treaty with him. He made a treaty with him. Not only the seven tzaddikim will die, and Shimshon is the first one, also the seven mishkan, the seven mishkanot that we have, and Bet HaMikdash, the first, the second, it says, blame Avraham Avinu for that signing this contract with this Karafat, that the first Avimelech, the first Nishtim, should not have done this thing. That treaty that you did is something that something is called lack of emunah. You should, the Midrash calls Avraham Avinu, you should not have done such a thing by doing it. It means you don't trust the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you trust the United Nations, you trust this, you trust that. He says, forget about it. He says, it's going to be a big tragedy because of you. I tell you that this is really, when you read the story, that's how the story is. It says how the story started. It says, I ask you, who is this girl? You say, my sister. Ah, it's not your wife. It says, that's going to happen to you. It says, you, Shimshon, is going to go. It says, who is the wife? It says, this is my wife. This is not my wife. I want this one. I don't want this one. It says, you're going to lose your wife. It says, somebody's going to kidnap your wife. It says, I'm going to give your wife to somebody else. I'm going to offer you to marry her sister. It is because you said that this one is your sister. So now I'm going to take away your wife, and I'm going to give your wife Lemireu to his friend. This is the Bichol Tatsvo Mireu by Abraham. It says, Abraham, that's what he needs. That's going to open the Shimshon. Finally, this is the same spot, says Ari. This is the spot that really what Abraham Avinu answers Mr. Abimelech. Abimelech asks him, why did you do this thing? It says, Eni Yirat Elokim HaMakom HaZeh V'Harguni Al Barishti. It says, that place is no good for me. It says, that place that you ask me, who is the wife, it's not a good place. Still, you lived over there. Now Shimshon is going to end up, this is like Abraham Avinu, he's going to end up in that place. He's going to end up constantly, he wants to go to Plishtim. All the time, he wants to go over there, he wants to go over there. It says, constantly, the Plishtim will bother him, and he is going to fight with him. It says, not exactly the way you think it is, because the whole thing starts with Abraham Avinu. It says, the treaty that Abraham Avinu made is no treaty anyway. It says, Plishtim went back on the treaty, that Mutaberot, later on, Parshat Toldot, but here they're starting up with Am Yisrael, and before they're starting up with Am Yisrael, it's just to tell you the treaty with the roadmap is meaningless, doesn't mean anything with them, doesn't mean anything. I said, whatever the promise, they don't keep the promise, and America didn't keep the promise, and eventually this Plishtim don't keep the promise, and again, Shimshon is going to have to fight with them because they don't keep the promise, and then they're going to win him. And they're going to win him, and they're going to kill him, says the Gemara, because of the treaty that Abraham gave Avimelech seven sheep. So one of the things is the well that they thought about, and this is really what Abraham gave Avimelech seven sheep, because of that argument about the well, and says, here Shimshon is going to die. He's going to die from thirst. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hinting to him, according to the one of the Perushim, that the well started to come out from his own tooth. And says that's the lack of emunah in Abraham Avinu's behavior, says Ari, that you have to make a treaty and you argue with Avimelech, who owns the well? Just don't tell him, talk to him about anything. Who said you need the well from him? You don't need anything from him. But says, I want to witness, I want to tell you that I am the one that drilled. Who cares who drilled it? This is a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you water. Here it is. It says you're going to be Shimshon and you're going to fight with the Plishtim. They're fighting with you. The treaty is not a treaty. And you're going to come to a moment that you have no water. It says that no water is because of Abraham Avinu. The whole treaty started with the secret of water. It says that this is really the whole story about Shimshon. It says it's to tell you really that that Abraham Avinu was, Gemara said, was watching his eyes all the time and didn't even look at his own wife. He didn't even know how his wife looked until the age of 75. And Shimshon is just opposite. So Shimshon is just opposite, it's called the whole downfall, says the Gemara, is because it's opposite of Abraham Avinu. That's because, again, the downfall of himself, Abraham, that he makes the treaty with that Avimelech. Should not have done it. So really, Zahir says, I mean, the whole downfall of Shimshon is not because Shimshon, because this is the consequence and the result of the treaty that Abraham had with Avimelech. So this is really what the Torah means in Parashat Vayechi, that Yaakov is giving the blessing to Dan. It says, Yishuatcha kibiti Hashem. It says, when he sees Shimshon, Yaakov sees Beor HaKodesh, Shimshon is going to judge himself and get involved with a tragedy. He's going to be put in jail, and the Peshtim is going to put him in jail, and then he's going to commit suicide, and he's going to kill himself together with them. He says, Yishuatcha kibiti Hashem. Yaakov says, the Gemara, hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that something will happen good out of it. I don't see any good coming out of it. The Gemara, yes, it's true. I said, I'll show you something. It says, you see, it's one person, one in operation, and Shimshon, that he really put his fear on the Goyim and the Plishtim, and he was able to put a fear even 20 years after his death. Still, you should have learned that this was really the lack of Emunah from Avraham, that he made a treaty with this Avimelech. And this is also, we're going to learn with Hashem later in Sefer Shmuel, the same story with Shaul HaMelech, that lost his life with the Plishtim is because, again, the lack of Emunah. Shaul also will do certain acts that really doesn't make sense to us. And those acts, again, are the result of the behavior of Abraham Avinu with the treaty. Again, this is really, this again, it's for us, it's not a story that we should read about Shimshon and about others. It's that the whole Tanakh is full of Am Yisrael relying on the Goyim to help us, and it's Mishelet Chanei Ratzot, Yirmiyahu HaNavi saying it, and the Yeshayahu HaNavi, and Yechezkel HaNavi, and Kanz the old Nevi'im said that we always trusted other Goyim to help us, and we called the Goyim to help us, to enter at Israel to try to fight with us. So I mean, all those stories are the result of what we read last week Parasha with Avraham Avinu, that he made a treaty with this guy, Avimelech, should never have made a treaty with him. Now he says also that this is really those stories with the girls of it. Again, it started with the treaty of Avraham Avinu, but it started really with Paro, it's also an Egyptian, and also the connection with the Plishtim that Avraham said over there, that Sarai is a sister. Sister that Ramban says it's lack of Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what Shimshon, it was supposed to be the first Moshiach, is going to have those kind of tests in order, if we say, to get to that point that Am Yisrael should see that you can be saved from the Plishtim without a treaty. Not only you can say it, and you cannot trust the treaty that you do with those Plishtim, because whatever the promise is meaningless, really, it's just for their own benefit, and the meaning they'll think they don't need it. They just destroy the treaty, and they don't believe in the treaty, and they will come and they rule on Israel, and constantly the whole book is full of the Plishtim are attacking us, even though they are the graduates of Amalek.
Right. By the way, there's a 1.5 million letters in Israeli houses for this new Geneva treaty.